Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, part two of our exclusive investigation to the strange disappearance and mysterious death of Alfred Wright and the continuing search for an alleged Newtown charity scammer. Let's get started. Our continuing 360 exclusive investigation into the death of 28-year-old Alfred Wright. He's the rural Texas father of two who vanished last November. His family found his body nearly 3 weeks later, 2 weeks after local authorities gave up searching. The local sheriff told them there was no sign of foul play. The family says that virtually nothing underlying that conclusion makes any sense. Not the cause of death, not the body's condition, not the official theory of how and why a man with everything to live for stripped down to his boxers, wandered off, and gave himself a lethal dose of drugs that his family says he has no history of using. As we reported last night, they say it adds up to a murder and a cover-up. Tonight, their evidence, but first a warning, some of the images in the report are graphic. Here's part two of Deborah Farrick's exclusive report.
Alfred Wright's body was found less than 150 yards from where sheriff deputies had originally set up their search command post.
How was he so close? And we didn't find him. It's not like he was miles away. He was right there.
Saying there was no foul play, Sheriff Tom Maddox called off the search after only 4 days, leaving family and friends to find the body on their own.
And it says that his spirit spoke out to me and said, "Daddy, I knew you were going to find me."
And just as the sheriff had foreseen, an autopsy did find drugs, three kinds, including meth, though his family insists they had never seen him do any drugs.
I still know and believe wholeheartedly that someone did this to my husband.
Despite heavy rains, thick mud, brambles, underbrush, barbed wire, and wild animals, Alfred's body was found surprisingly clean and virtually intact 19 days after he disappeared.
If that body was there for 19 days, it would have been in a much different state than when it was found.
Alfred's body was stretched out, and he was wearing a pair of black boxers, two tennis shoes, but just one sock. His father and the volunteers who had searched for him, on the other hand, were caked in mud, and their clothing was torn, which made Alfred's appearance even stranger.
What was weird about his sock is that in this area, his socks were clean, and his sock was pulled up as if with his thong stuck in it, as if he was in a Sunday school class. Neat. Okay. His tennis shoes were very clean.
What about his car keys?
I was told by the mortician that came to the barrier, who was there at the autopsy, that when they pulled off his left shoe, which did not have a sock, his keys was under his left feet in his shoe.
The second sock was under the body. Dogs had searched that ranch area in the days after Alfred's truck broke down and some of his clothing was found scattered around the property. Then there was no sign of Alfred, leading the family to believe his body ended up here after the search.
There's an open gate here, almost a straight path, and then his body was right through the gate, the fence here, down on one of the only open trails in this woods.
What doesn't make sense to you about what you were told by law enforcement?
Everything.
We went to the Sabine County Jail to talk to the sheriff. He refused to meet with us, but as we waited outside, he did return my call.
And I understand that it's been turned over to the Texas Rangers, but there are a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation, a lot of allegations, and we just wanted to give you...
Before I could finish, Sheriff Maddox told us to call the Rangers and said he never comments on rumors and speculation.
You stand behind your handling of this, of the initial stages of the investigation, sir, and how it was done?